At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. Okay, we are back with another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy. Oh my God, this is going to be an interesting one. As always, I'm here with my brother and my co-host, Jake B.
Jake B.
Fuck, it's never good.
when you take 30 seconds,
we're feeling good.
I got two guests here.
We're feeling good.
Let's just introduce Mike because he won't shut the fuck up. I got Big Mike here. He's our monitor guy. Yeah.
Hey, baby.
I got Sean Haygood here. Everybody knows Mr. Haygood. He is the keyboard player for the Dirty Heads. He's the one who's respecting the podcast, and he's not trying to talk over me. And that's what we like here.
You're getting roasted early.
Feeling good with Duddy.
Okay. So, we're out here on the road. This is our first on-the-road podcast that we're filming. We're in my hotel room. You can see our dope-ass hotel room art. We were going to try and put up something cool there, but we couldn't get those pictures off the wall. So we left them.
And they just happened to have a Duddy picture up there. We didn't put that up.
Oh, my God. It's cool.
How convenient.
Yeah, yeah.
Big
fans. This hotel's down with the cast.
Big fans.
Yeah, fancy.
So, we are out here on the road, the Dirty Heads 311 tour. We're about a week in, and I thought, who better to have on the show today than two people on this traveling circus with us, and that is, you know, Sean Haygood, Dirty Heads keyboard player, and Big Mike, who is our monitor guy. And if you're listening and you don't know what the monitor guy is, he's what we hear on stage. We have the sound guy at the front of the house who he's making it sound good. You know, hopefully he's making it sound good for you guys out front. And then our monitor guy's on stage with us, and we all have in-ears in our ears. So we pretty much have earplugs in. We can't hear much else than what he's given us. And it's very important. It's very important to the show, but it's not very important to this show.
Think about it. You're on stage. You want to perform well. You can't perform well if you can't hear what's going on. And so he sends those sounds into these guys' ears so that they can perform well for you.
So that being said, I think we just did a little live thing from here, and I talked about it for a second. So if you're out there and you're going, Duddy! Duddy! And then you do that the entire set, and then you hit me up and go, man, I was yelling your name the whole fucking set. You never looked at me. I can't hear you. I have, I literally can't hear anything than what he is sending me. So sorry about that.
You can be mad at me.
And he's sending nothing but reggae horns. You guys know that now.
That's all I get. All set. I get a click track and
fwa, fwa, fwa. Fwa, 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 fwa.
God damn it. I apologize right now for how many times he is going to do that.
It's going to be a lot.
He's drank a little bit today. We all have, actually.
Get on the mic.
This is Mike,
for fuck's sake.
Not only our first.
We checked.
I don't want them to miss you. You're going to be gold.
They're not going
to
miss me.
Don't miss
happening.
Mike, it's hard to miss him. He's a big guy.
I'm getting yelled at.
Not only. I'll just go ahead and say it. It's not only our first on the road episode. It's our first episode that I think we're all pretty drunk. We've been drinking today. It's a day off, but we decided to do a podcast. So, good luck. Good luck, audience.
yeah, if you're still with us.
You're still there.
So, we got Sean here, who's been the keyboard player for the Dirty Heads for how long now? It's been quite.
This is year seven.
Seven fucking years. Yeah. Hey, Martin, I got that piece of paper over there with some notes on it. Will you hand me both of those? I'm just going to start off with one fan question because I was going to ask you this anyway. So I figure I might as well. I had hit up on social media for some people to shoot in some fan questions for Sean. And there was one that I was already going to ask you anyway. So I felt like. Oh, Earth to Joe D. If you want to, it's at Earth to Joe, J-O-D-E-E, asked, how did we find Sean? And I thought this was a really cool story because actually I'll just start it out.
That's a good question.
I'll just do a quick brief and then you can, put anything on there you want. But we actually had a show and it was in Florida. And what city exactly was it in?
Fort Lauderdale.
It was in Fort Lauderdale.
At the Revolution.
Yeah. And we had a show. That's right. And Mike's from Florida as well. But after the show, which we rarely do, kind of the whole band went to a concert, like a bar that was down the street. And there was a reggae band playing. There was a live band playing and they were super dope. And Sean was playing keyboards and doing backups and whatnot for that band. And at that time, we had been talking about as a band, like, man, we need to pick up another guy for this live show. When we write in the studio, we don't have any limits. We just make the song as, the best that we can. So if that means adding instruments to the song in the studio that we don't play live, we do it. We don't care. We just want the song to be the best. So, but it got to the point where most of our songs had sounds and keys and harmonies and stuff that we didn't have enough people to do. So we were like, we got to pick up another guy. We saw Sean playing, and we pretty much from there, we're like, you want to be in our band?
Yeah, it was life-changing, obviously. But, one of my friends, Alexis, when I was working for Joe Bonamassa, he was like, you like reggae, you like hip hop, you like dub, you should go check out this band, Dirty Heads. And I'm looking at him like, okay, like, who are these guys? And that week, I actually went to Revolution to watch your show, and you were opening you were on tour with Gym Class Heroes.
Yep.
And I got there kind of late because I had that gig down the street. It's called the original Fat Cats.
Fat Cats.
And it's a late night gig. It's like always. Yeah. Like 11 or 12 to like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we went there after.
Yeah, after your set started.
And they were jamming.
But when I got to the venue kind of late, gym class had already gone on. So in my mind, like I was like, oh, who's next? Like, gym class is probably next. But then you guys, when I was like, oh shit, they're closing. And I was like, who are these guys? And it was really fun though. And I was watching it and I remember saying to myself, oh, they have a drummer and they have a percussionist. So I was like, all right, well, that's cool. Like, that's what I could be doing one day. And I went to the gig and I was just having a good time. And I think when Jared and Matt came in, we were playing Man Next Door, which is the sample in Neighborhood by Dennis Brown.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I said that backwards, but yeah. Man Next Door, yes. Dennis Brown, Neighborhood, Dirty Heads. It was Man Next Door. For sure.
Dennis Brown's old school. He just died a few years back.
Dude, he's legend. Amazing.
Legend.
Amazing. But yeah, we were playing that track and with Spread the Dub. Having a good time. And then, I talked to Jared after the show. And we kept in touch. I mean, I was kind of like, man, this is crazy. Like, I just met the singer. I know that was him. And it took about, you know, 6 months or so for things to kind of like formulate. And then I think I got a call from Braden or an email or something. I don't know if I can say that.
Yeah,
that's fine. Braden is Braden, he's like the assistant to the Dirty Heads manager. Okay. Yeah,
yeah. Cool. I mean, he's pretty much been with us, you know, since the start as well. Braden has, and mm-hmm. you know, he deals with a lot of, you know, when Cheese is a busy dude. So Braden's always there. Braden and Christian helping out, and they've been with us since day one.
Right? Yeah. So I finally got contacted by him, and he was like, "Yeah, when can you get out here?" And I remember there was a lot of time between that flight to LA and when I talked to Braden. So I kind of just was like, all right, I'm going to learn these two albums like the week before I go, so it's nice and fresh. And then I'll just kind of move my gigs around. And I just shacked up in my garage at that time. I just shacked up for a week, hit every single song, had in order, wrote down the chart, and just shed it for a week. And by the time I got out there, it was just like we were just running the songs. I remember that because we had a lockout.
Oh yeah, I remember.
And you're just like, all right, next track. And then like,
so let me get this. So you're playing in a local band that mm-hmm. plays like late night reggae gigs. You're playing a lot of covers, and it's like a club. It's almost like being a DJ but live band. You hear about a show going on up the road, and you have a show that night yourself with this live band. So you go over to the Dirty Heads show. You see them for the first time. The Dirty Heads, after the show, come down to the club that your band is playing at, and they just happen to see you on keys that night.
Right.
And that's the connection that's made. And then 6 months later, you're flown out to L.A.
Yeah.
And you're playing with the Dirty Heads.
Fat Cats.
And I can say, like...
Fat Cats.
Fat Cats.
Are they still playing?
You just got to, like, stay out there and keep playing.
That's the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like a Rome thing, you know? Yeah. Like, you were there, you were doing your thing. It was lucky, but you took advantage of it. You were obviously nice. Jared met you that night. That goes back to listen to Patrick Swayze.
I want you to be nice.
It's real easy. And if you're nice, people will like you, and they will invite you out to L.A. to play with the Dirty Heads. It's real simple.
Yeah, so that was, you know, one of those things where it's just like life happens, man. And that was just at that time we were looking for a guy. We happened to all be in the mood to, like, head out somewhere after the show, which is rare. I don't really go out much when I'm on the road. So the fact that I even went out that night, and I went and I watched the show, too, and I remember Jared. I think I went out, actually, because it wasn't far from the venue we were playing.
Yeah, it's right down the street.
Right down the street, and Jared texts me. He's like, man, there's this guy here, and he's playing with this local reggae band, and he's just killing it on keys, and he sounds great with his harmonies. And I was like, well, let me come down. I'll check it out, you know. And I came down, and I sat at the bar and watched the set. And I was like, yeah, man, he's great. And then Jared was like, well, do you think we should, like, try and contact him? And I was like, yeah, man, let's do it. And, he said a few months later, we flew him out. We met with him, and he was a good dude. He worked hard. He, you know, respected the craft, and we got along great. And now 7 years later, it's like, we're family.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
It's crazy how things happen.
And where do you live now?
L.A.
L.A.
Yeah.
What was all the right. band in Fort Lauderdale?
Spread the dub.
Dude, it was still fucking out there. Dope.
Like, some of those guys
good
still
do
that
reggae.
Night at Fat Cats.
Yeah, man. I remember I rolled into that bar, and it was late night, and I was like, man, this is a great band.
I was just there a few weeks
ago. Sounded awesome.
Yeah, Mickey... he loved his Jack. I don't know if he still does. I would expect that he does, but they were some whiskey boys.
Oh man, I'm still a whiskey boy too. I love it.
He kicked my ass.
I had to take a quick break on whiskey for a bit because this was years back, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, maybe I don't know. It was some years ago, and our old sound guy, Matt Lawrence, who's a great friend of ours. We loved ourselves some Jack Daniels at that point in our lives, and we did one tour. It's fucking gross. I'm sorry, I'm gonna say it. We had a jack off, and it's not what you think. It is. We had a scoreboard
it's
on the
exactly bus, what you think.
Who can drink the most Jack Daniels? And every time you had a shot or a Jack Dan, like a Jack and Coke or whatever you made, you got a point. And we had a jack off for an entire tour with a scoreboard on the bus. And sorry, Matt, I'm letting him know. I won that contest.
Oh. Yeah, attaboy. Wow. Jack off champion Jack right champion. Here, Duddy B.
We wouldn't be talking about
champion.
Yeah. Now we're going to have a prop off for the rest of this tour.
We are. So before I get into the prop off or the sponsors, I want to get into Mike a little bit. We have Mike here. He's part of this traveling circus, like I said, which it really is. I mean, I think in just the Dirty Heads alone, this tour, I think it's like 22 to 25 people on the, just traveling with us. But I think the whole tour, is it 85, Mike? It's
sounds
85
like
people are on this tour with us for 2 months, traveling around in a bunch of buses and vans and semis. So it's a traveling circus. It really is.
Five bands.
311, Interrupters, Dirty Heads, Bikini Trill, The Dreamers.
Holy shit! Interrupters, obviously, you guys, they're fucking amazing. You've heard them. 311, just living legends. Amazing band. This tour was the first time I heard the band The Dreamers. Love this band, dude. Yeah. Like, great sound, cool guys. If you haven't heard The Dreamers, check them out. And then also the opening act, Bikini Trill, is just super cool. Some of the coolest guys I've met in a while. And the lead singer is just an awesome chick. She's rad. Check out Bikini Trill. Check out Dreamers, Interrupters. And if you haven't heard of 311, then you're fucking,
it's like a whole
I don't know
day
what you're
music.
Doing. So, yeah, man, it's been a great time on this tour. But back to Big Mike over here. He's our monitor guy. He's holding down the stage. But before he did this, he had a pretty interesting job. And correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, but weren't you like the dude who like you drive around like the lady of the night to like hotel rooms or people's houses and kind of stand outside the door, make sure they're okay, and then drive them home? That was you, right?
Ladies
I did.
Of the evening.
I did for a stint. I was a driver for an escort service. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. In a Chevy Cavalier.
In a Chevy Cavalier.
Yes.
Before
yes.
Uber.
And I slung a dude off of the hood of my Chevy Cavalier.
Oh.
Yes.
What did he do?
He basically just called us. It's a bad story. He didn't like what had happened. Let's not go into that. And when we were leaving, he jumped on the hood of my car.
Don't jump on the hood of a car.
Well, especially all I did was I hit the gas, gave it a hard fucking left, and he was gone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy.
So,
easy. Lethal weapon maneuver.
Guy off my hood, I proceed with my night.
A hard left makes it all right.
Hey.
But that was a short stint of my life. I don't want to be defined by that.
But you also have a jack off story, by the way. I know you won the jack off on tour, but I heard you got a nice little jack off story, bud. Yeah, let's get into it, Mike.
Right. So, Mike. Which is another subject we've had some things where it's like, have you shit your pants? And we've had a lot of shit your pants stories. This is the beginning of a new era for Feeling Good with Duddy. Have you ever been caught masturbating? And yes, Mike has. Let's hear it, Mike.
I did it.
Get right up in that mic because I
so
want to hear this.
I'm high school, and this is like early high school, ninth grade. I finally get this girlfriend. Her name's Debbie. I won't say her last name because we're still close.
We'll say Debbie Slay.
And she won't talk to me in public, but when I get her home and on the phone, she's super, like, slutty, and she'll tell me all this nasty stuff. And my 16-year-old self just can't stop my boners, right? So I'm at the house. It's like 4 o'clock, you know, that little moment before your parents come home, before everybody comes home, and I'm in the living room of my house, which the front door is a part of, and pants down, fucking going at it, and she's telling me all this nasty stuff that probably isn't really that nasty, you know.
Yeah.
I wanna
in
hold
hindsight,
your hand, Mike.
And my sister walks in, and it's just like, it's probably worse on her, the poor girl. And I'm just wanking away, and she's like, "Oh my God, Mike!" And you know, I pull my pants up and I run away, and we've probably never even spoke about it. I don't know. If
yeah,
we've
you,
ever
you
even...
don't speak about
no,
it.
No, no,
yeah,
no.
You
think...
don't
we
bring
just
that
go.
Up later.
Yeah.
If you're
we
a
all know what
catchy or whatever it is, if you are the person who has walked in on someone masturbating, don't bring that up
no,
later
no.
to them. Hey, so about earlier, no. Yeah.
She probably got it worse
than
me.
You both know what was going on. Just fucking move along. Like, what do you want to eat later? Just change the fucking
what
subject.
Were you doing when I walked in the house? Yeah,
yeah
you don't
you
need
know
to...
what I was doing.
Rhetorical questions are unnecessary.
We move on. We move on.
Yeah. Lesson learned. Lock the door.
All right. I think he won the jerk off, but all right.
For now, until the next story comes in.
He won the jerk off. His sister.
She definitely lost. She definitely lost. Well, everybody lost because I didn't finish.
Everybody lost.
There are no winners.
What is worse, though? Walking in on your sister or your sister walking
Definitely walking in on her.
Oh.
That's an Instagram poll that we need to put up. What's worse?
I remember in high school, I had friends, and I will not name any names, but I had friends who told me the story of the guy's dad walking in on them, and she was like, you know, face in pillow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Ass up, and they were going to town, and the dad walked in. And then, like I said, don't bring this up later. The dad, this was the worst part. She was telling me this. She said, like, the next day she was there, and the dad... They got like in like the living room by themselves or whatever. It was just them. And the dad said, "Hey, I just want to let you know. Don't worry, I didn't really see anything."
Okay, that
means worse. You saw something.
Oh no,
that means you saw something.
Yeah, that means you saw everything.
Just don't even.
What about a boner killer right there?
Yeah.
If you're about to pounce on something, it's done right there.
Feeling good with Duddy.
Goodness,
boner killers.
All right, where do we go? Are we sponsoring it up because we want some shots, right?
Let's eat this elk bar.
I think we want some
shots. Yeah, eat the elk bar.
We're gonna go in. I think that you know if
on it.
What's that?
Normally, I have something that's like, I bet that made you feel good, but that kind of made me feel awkward. Yeah. The only way to not feel awkward is to drink stuff. I think so. Let's start with our first sponsor.
Very healthy
whiskey, and it's something that we love. We drink on the road. Mike, I think, only drinks this.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I don't
fuck
with water.
The toilet in the crew bus will tell you no different. Proper 12.
I'll stop. I'm gonna leave that alone. This elk bar is delicious. Though. Yeah. Have you had the on it? Have you had the on it elk bar?
We'll get to that. Oh man. Oh no.
So the I puked the other night.
Toilet is in for it. He's gonna get an elk bar fucking journey. Proper 12. This whiskey is delicious. It has been with us since episode one. I hadn't really tried it much before this podcast, but we've been taking these things down ever since. It's a great whiskey. It's super smooth. Have it with your friends. And if you take a picture and you tag the Feeling Good with Duddy and Proper 12, we maybe will send you something, or I might just be full of shit. I don't know. I'm trying my best here, guys.
I got this, Duddy.
We're going to take a shot.
If you take a picture of the Proper 12, if you buy Proper 12, you go home, you take an Instagram picture, you tag us in it at Feeling Good with Duddy, we will promise to send you something. That's all I can say. All right. Don't wait at the mailbox,
so
everybody.
It's gonna next week. It might not be, you know, next year, but you'll get something.
We'll promise you to send you something.
If you moved, hit us up.
That's on you, dude.
I don't know, man.
I'll promise you to send you something.
We're gonna take your shot. And
this also is easily our most professional show.
This is great.
I'm glad you brought me into this. I feel right at home. Such professionalism.
Proper 12 whiskey. Check it out. Try it. We're going to try some right now.
I saw him jump when I played.
Another sponsor we have, another amazing sponsor, Sticky Vapes.
So you?
All right, these things. We've got two here. We've got the Indica, and we've got the Sativa. And I know you noticed that there's actually no pens in those packages. I'm not going to try and lie. We took them out and we smoked them. But we're on the road and we got to do what we got to do.
You got to handle the business.
The Dirty Heads have been working with Sticky Vapes for years now, and we love this product. It's just a mobile pot smoking situation, which is great. Because if you know me, I'm a busy fucking millennial business guy, and I'm on the fucking run.
He's on the
and
go.
I'm on the run. I got to smoke real quick. Ain't got time for bog tokes. Can't put a bong in my pocket. It might break and I'll stab my knee.
No dad
so,
balls.
Sticky Vapes is where it's at. Check it out. Good people, great company, stickyvapes.com.
Use them on the
Thank
toilet.
You guys. Let's take these shots. Does everyone have a shot? You didn't even pour Sean one.
Well, Sean wanted tequila, right?
No, Sean's kidding.
So that means you get nothing.
Oh, are you? Okay, good. I did pour you one. All right,
boom.
Boys.
Bing, bang, boom.
Yep, all that's right. Our first shot of the day, promise.
Cheers. Yeah, we haven't had anything else.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
For the listeners at home, the Proper 12 just dropped all over my milky white thighs that are exposed by my short shorts.
Oh,
that's and Mike's eating an Elk bar from On It, and I've got a banana here that I'm going to use as a telephone.
I'm
what's that?
Eat your banana.
All right, we put it down. No one was there.
Oh my god. Okay, moving along. All right,
good talk.
Yeah. And also, Koi CBD. Okay, this product I love. You guys have heard me talk about it. I love the shit. I take it every day because one. It just makes me feel good. It kind of relaxes me in the morning. It's kind of like a ritual for me now. It's like if I don't have my CBD drops, I'm kind of like, ah, where's my CBD drops?
You don't want to see him without his CBD drops.
Man, I'll CBD you in the parking lot at 3.
I got shit to
that
do.
That kind of worked, right? That worked. We'll take it. All right. So Koi CBD, this is an amazing product. I also have these creams I've been using. I had tendonitis in my wrist my elbow. Where are you going?
I'm
going
to make a drink.
All right. This fucking guy. He's great.
You might need a drink?
No, I'm good. I'm loaded up. I thought ahead. Remember right before the show, and I was like, does anyone need to make a drink or take a piss?
I'm afraid of the ratio that Mike would make.
Mike makes 50-50.
He's a 70-30. Back 70 alcohol. All right. Yeah.
Koi CBD. I use this cream. And actually, I'm going to throw it out without even knowing. Tim, the guitar player for 311 yesterday, asked me for some CBD, and I hooked him up. He was so thankful, and he later that day literally was like, I put some of that cream on, and it was great. And Josh, right here.
Turn the camera
on. Was it your elbow?
Show
Josh. Elbow was hurting? Mm-hmm. His elbow was hurting. He did some fucking workouts, and he hurt his elbow, and I gave him some cream, and the next day he's like, dude.
Elbow lifts.
Yeah.
That shit feels better already.
Masturbatory injury.
Koi CBD, if you're someone out there that's got, you know, a little bit of pain or an injury, and you've been taking a lot of over-the-counter, like, pain medicines, just give CBD a try. I think you're going to enjoy the way it makes you feel, and it's going to be a lot healthier for you. And if you go to KoiCBD.com, I've learned this now. I know it. It's Duddy B. It's not Duddy. The code is Duddy B, and you will get 20% off of your order. Right now, fuck it. Everyone's taking drops in this room.
Oh,
Jake, you're first. We're all taking drops. We're all going to feel better. KoiCBD.com. Put in code Duddy B. Get 20% off. Flop, flop, flop. All right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, dude, Mike, get over here. And
Mike just got scolded live on the
show. I'm not there for you.
You open it. I don't know how.
Get your And then last but not least, man, a newer product to the podcast, but something I've been taking for a while. And Mike is like,
I'm almost at a week on it.
Oh my, I'm double fucking dropping because this shit's
the recoveries are great.
So, On It is a great company, and it's two N's, ONNIT.com. On It.
Sorry.
They have so many great products. Mike is chomping on an Elk bar right now. It's like, what is it, like 1,000 grams of protein?
Just enough.
Or is it 21 or 26? It's a lot of protein. There's a lot of protein in there.
Only 230 calories.
They have these Alpha Brain packets and pills. But these packets are, you just toss it in a bottle of water, you drink it, oh my God. You really can tell, like, a little bit more focus, a little more on it for that day. And then also this one right now is clutch for everyone on our bus. I know Jared has been telling me that he's been loving this, and I use it every night. It's this instant melatonin spray. We're on the road, and we have shows, you know, a lot of the nights, and you get off stage late at night. You just played a show, loud music, your blood's pumping, your adrenaline's going. It's kind of hard to calm down and go to sleep. So, dude, you take a couple sprays of this melatonin spray, and you're going to have a great night's sleep. That's On It, ONNIT.com. And if you go to On It, ONNIT, /DuddyB.
DuddyB.
Yeah, you're going to get 10% off of your order from On It. And that is pretty fucking dope. So,
get on it.
Did we get them all?
I don't know, man. I think we're sponsored by like 7 other things. Oh, there it is. We're sponsored by Reggae Horns.
Oh, my goodness. I think that's a reggaeton, huh?
Oh, is it? Horn?
So let's just get going here. Sean, I asked people for some, fan-driven questions, and I got a couple. And I thought that this was pretty funny. Krob.84, KROB.84, asked,
Krom.
Would you rather have drumsticks for hands or guitar picks for fingers?
I would have to go with drumsticks.
hands.
Then you only have one.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So drumstick hands, all you can do is stab people, right? Stuff. Or play drums. You got two fucking options. Drumstick finger or guitar pick fingers, you could play guitar and probably still eat.
But imagine that back scratch. But imagine that back scratch. Ooh. You would go far in life with that guitar.
I feel like the pick fingers is just like a lady with long nails.
Let me ask you this. How would Mike ever get caught jerking off if he had drumsticks for hands?
I would be shredded because I'd still do
it.
The only way he can jerk off was by...
You'd have to pinch the sides and just shrelp them out, dude. It's not a problem.
Let's not go there.
That would be a splintery jerk off.
All right, guitar, decidedly guitar pick fingers, dude. That's what we're sticking with.
Guitar, you know, you can enjoy your drumstick.
Because of the back scratches, not because of the
guitar.
Not because of the shredder.
I think it's the other thing.
let's go one more. One more for Sean. One more fan question, and we'll do some more later. But for Turn the Tide Creations, which I think she's the one who on our last live one, her girlfriend, she called in and her girlfriend told us her shit pants story. I think.
Your name sounds like an Etsy page. Yeah, I'm just putting
but
that out there.
I thought this was pretty funny too. If you had to trade hairstyles with one person in the band, who would it be?
Ooh. That's a fucking tough question right there.
How do you know? Everybody wears a hat.
Wow.
How do you know it? Everybody wears a fucking hat.
For anyone listening,
Dave,
shit.
If you're listening, whatever he says, please Photoshop that so we can see it.
Please Photoshop Dave's hair on me.
It's definitely
if you've ever seen it, if there's ever been a picture.
I think I would love to see Haygood with a matte.
I
just
was,
full
you know
on.
What?
Oh, Matty O's got that.
He's
hair.
Got some good hair
that you can see.
He's got some good hair.
Yeah, I was almost thinking Dave because he does the fucking thing with the
Dave,
dude, whatever.
It's kind of a racist haircut.
This is kind of a.
But, yeah, I can't do full blown racist super long hair. So.
Okay,
and John has
never had the,
patience
for it.
He's got the he's got my thing, dude. The fucking widow's peak.
Yeah,
that's what
so,
they call
I mean,
it, dude.
I'd have to go with Matt.
Get with
Matt's
it.
Got good hair.
Yeah, Matty O's got good hair,
Matt.
Dude.
He can like style that thing and put the pomade. And
yep, you got it, dude. Hey, Dave, just
if
a little
I had
thing.
To, if I had to,
Dave used to wake up because look, I went on the road with the Dirty Heads in 2010, right when they had the Lay Me Down hit. Dave used to wake up in the middle of the night, roll out of his bunk, put his fucking hat on, and go take a piss. Do
no,
you
he would roll out of because there would
I
be nights.
Anything's changed.
There would be nights where maybe I would be up at 5 to 6 in the morning. Weird, right? So I'd be up, still kind of going, and Dave would roll out to take a piss. And he'd be fully clothed. I mean, jeans, shoes, socks.
He would get dressed.
That too, yeah.
And he would just take a piss, too. And then he'd go back to bed. And we're like, was he, like, ready for the clear?
Dude.
The only thing
he was ready for the clear.
Were shoes.
He would wear socks. I remember like Dave would just saunter down the fucking hallway fully clothed. He would get dressed to go 3 steps?
A couple steps.
3 to 4 to 7 steps maximum, and then pee, and then take all his clothes off and go back to sleep.
But
thank
it's
you.
Funny too because he has.
It's important though.
Like
it
the
is.
Thickest, nicest,
dude.
Fucking what? Hair sitch.
Oh,
when you think you're like, dude, it's like a fucking thick head of hair.
It's a good hair sitch.
Because it lost a hair.
And he doesn't show it to many people.
Yeah.
No.
When
dude,
you see it, you're like, wow.
It's a hidden coif. It's nice under there, guys.
Sometimes it pokes out under his head.
Yeah. So if you're thinking, is Dave bald? Fucking the direct opposite. He's got too much hair. His hairline. He's got like 1 inch between eyebrow and hairline. And he hasn't lost a hair since he was born.
So
take your fucking hat off, Dave, is what I'm saying.
Oh shit.
I wanted to talk to you, and you don't have to name the band,
but you
if
should.
You want to, fucking go ahead. Mike's the monitor guy, like we said. So he's the guy that's on stage and he's making sure what we're hearing sounds good. And if you're on stage and what you're hearing doesn't sound good, or sometimes shit happens where even our monitors just completely cut out. The other night I had to take my fucking ears out and I just had to go by what I was hearing from the crowd, which is, it's not good when you're on stage. All the speakers are in front of you and they're facing the crowd. So if you don't have monitor speakers, which we don't because we do in-ears, if your in-ears go out and you pull those out, you're hearing an echoey, weird sound and a lot of like yelling and cheering from the crowd. So it's hard to stay on time. It's hard to hit your note. It can get frustrating. I think, without tooting our own horn, I think our band deals with it pretty well.
Amazing.
we never really get too hot-headed or fired up, and we just kind of go along with it. We all look at each other and say, let's just make it happen. We're a band. We can do this.
For sure.
Have you just ever had a complete nightmare situation where a band member was just flipping out on you during a set? And
That's it, dude. Mike came prepared, like everybody. Said, he wrote bullet points.
You don't have to say names, but if you want to, go ahead.
We're going to call it Bone Thugs in Harmony.
Oh, my.
And we're not going to name any names.
We're going to keep it inconspicuous.
Right, they're not coming.
Revolution Live in Fort Lauderdale. I was doing monitors for these guys, and we brought in extra side fills. These are extra speakers on the left and right side of the stage so they can hear themselves. And it was unnecessarily loud. It was speakers the size of like 12 feet tall, and like half of them they couldn't fucking hear. So it was so much, and they keep asking for so much volume that it blew a breaker. And I lost the right side of my side fills. Well, this is fucking Bone Thugs in Harmony. This is Busy Bee and like all bees, all the motherfuckers weren't there, but like Busy Bee and like and a couple of them were there.
I'm sorry, I don't know the rest of the names. Crazy Bone.
Crazy Bone. Crazy.
Do that one, Ed. I know.
It was great.
That.
You know, I love Crossroads and all that shit.
You got it.
So when it went down, it took me a minute to get it back going because it takes a while to figure out that they blew the whole fucking circuit. And at that point, they were cursing my name and threatening my life on the microphone, saying the sound guy sucks. If I find him, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to take him to fucking, downtown something, something, and shoot his ass. So that was definitely a scary fucking moment. Because at that point, once I got it fixed, I had to come back to the stage and, like, sit at the soundboard and be like, okay, you guys good now? And they were never really good. I never got them back. And I feared for my life.
Well, luckily, if you're watching this show on the YouTube, you could see Big Mike. And I feel like he'd have been okay.
Yeah, dude.
There was another moment with Wu-Tang Clan where the Ghostface Killer threatened me to actually, like, shoot me.
Wow.
Bone Thugs and Harmony, never heard them harmonize.
But he never did. And he was a sweetheart. I called him Mr. Killer, and he left.
What a tough life. I mean, that's...
It's either like you don't know I'm there or you're yelling at me with all your life problems.
That is the truth, actually. You know, stage monitor guy, sound guy, it's like this unsung hero. They do so much to help the band to make everything smooth. And the Dirty Heads are great people, so they respect the monitor guys, the sound guys. They know how hard it is and it can be a struggle. But a lot of people, man, they will just blame their fucking shit on the sound guy or the monitor guy rather than looking within. And look, Bone Thugs and Harmony, you guys are rapping, bro. As long as you can hear fucking rap, son.
Well, let's be honest.
Let's
though.
Get it, dude.
I don't want to go too hard on them because Bone
I'll
Thugs and Harmony.
I'll go all the way in, y'all. What's up?
Those motherfuckers were flowing fast as fuck, and they were actually doing melodies, and they were pretty dope.
They are ridiculously dope, but shit.
Come on, boys. That shit was loud as fuck.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That shit was loud as fuck.
I'm not trying
to
hate on and saying I didn't enjoy the Bone Thugs, because I fucking actually really enjoyed some of the shit.
It's my uncle, Carl. We got you, dude. We're there, dude. Yeah, well, fucking.
Yeah, we all know.
Live on me lonely. You got it, dude. We love you, son.
Fucking Uncle Carl.
Yeah, I miss my Uncle Carl.
I was actually scared,
though. It's dope, but you can't flip out on stage. And you definitely, like, number one rule is don't call out workers on stage. Like, the reason this sucks is because of Jim over there. You're like, no. Yeah. You could actually just suck it up and finish the show and no one would have ever known anything was wrong. Trust me, man, we have problems all the time. We had on this tour, it was like one of the couple nights ago, we play with in-ears and we have a click track. So every song, it's like click, 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 one, two, three, four, start. And we all go to that click track. So the entire song in our ears, we're hearing click, 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 so we can all be perfectly on time. The click track was fucking off time for the first song. Completely off time. I don't know how it happened, but we're playing a song and the click track in your ear was so fucking far off time. Yeah. Imagine trying to fucking do the song and it was insane. But
you're
gonna
miss
did?
Everybody.
We all looked at each other and said, fuck, let's do this thing.
We did it.
And
we did
just
it.
Played through it and our crew. fixed it, and by the second song,
we push, we work hard.
We were on back on track, and we were all good, and the crowd never knew. If we could have been like, fucking this sucks, man, our monitor guy's an idiot, and I'm going to shoot him.
Yep.
But yeah, what would that have solved? Cool. Everyone in the crowd's cool. Just like, who's your monitor guy? We don't know. We don't care.
Yeah, we didn't.
Yeah. Matt and I just like stared at each other. We're like, okay.
Dude, it was weird.
We have to decide, like, okay, are we going to keep going, or are we going to try and, like, you know, fall gracefully kind of thing? And we just kept looking at each other like, we're going. We're going. He's playing, like, there was just enough in the backing track of just these little hits, like, boop.
Yeah,
like
little things you know.
You look for the keys, dude.
It's almost like if you're given directions,
and if you hit it.
Yeah, and you're in your local town. You're like, okay, when you pass the fucking weird, you know, cow statue, then you're like, it's like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You're looking right at the Winchell's donuts,
and you're playing this.
You guys just gotta pull because you're reggae enough that you can pull the stop, 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 rewind. You know, fuck, no, dude.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, dude. Is that the reggae move, dude? I used to love that. Stop, 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 stop. What the fuck?
Try that again, man.
Fucking ganja, fucking boom. You know, just whatever, dude. Make it work.
That's pretty good.
Because no matter what, y'all, guess what? Eventually, it'll be the first of the month. Wake up, wake up. No, nobody. I keep.
All right. So, where do we go from here? So
yeah, nowhere.
All right. So, Big Mike, you said you had some fucking bullet points. What's up?
Big Mike got glasses in the last 30 seconds. How the fuck did it?
The sun came in the window.
All right, dude.
I'm going to read my bullet points.
Oh. Big Mike, pull out your paper, the read a bullet point, and tell us it.
My favorite.
It's like the fucking Ten Commandments. Oh, I made it to the back.
Yes. Thou shalt not.
All right, number one.
Jack up. Okay.
Asheville, hairy armpits.
Okay, what's about that?
What does that mean?
Mike's
do you
so want to
just go right into that? You want to hear the rest of the list?
Asheville, hairy armpits.
Do you want to just...
Dude, reveal to the crowd your bullet points, dude. This guy, he wrote, he prepared for the show.
I've been drinking for a few hours now. So
he's got on it.
Look,
I got Elk Bar.
He ate
I got Jameson somewhere in here.
Right, what's the name for the cocktail that is Elk Bar and whiskey? What's that cocktail?
Oh, shit. Beefski. That's a beefski, dude. What's up, Mike?
That's the bear elk.
Is that like I'll take a double Joe Rogan?
The bear elk.
A double Joe Rogan. I only eat what I kill.
The double Joe Rogan.
Rogan, we love you. I only eat what I kill.
We gotta go for another 2 hours to
elk bar.
Get Joe Rogan status.
Deprivation chamber. You got it.
All
aliens.
Right, Mike, dude. Fucking so, hairy armpits, Asheville, go.
Go.
So we're telling that story.
Yeah, okay. We are, dude.
It might not have been Asheville. There's debatable stories about what city this was in.
Jake's going to pee.
In one of the Carolinas, potentially, somewhere in the past 10 years. So I go out with one of my road buddies, and we find this bar that is a college bar. And we are obviously the oldest motherfuckers at this place by 10 years on the bartender. And but we make friends. We're sociable people, and you know, we drink and we take lots of shots and we get people fucked up. And I meet this girl, and she is into me, and I'm into her, and we end up making out like on the patio zone. But all of a sudden, place closed down, and then this rainstorm comes out of fucking nowhere. So her and her friend hop in Uber with me and my buddy, and we come back to the bus. Because it's kind of like a deadhead where we have the bus to ourselves and everybody's in a hotel and band is gone. You know, we got the place to ourselves. But the girl that I was with is not having a good night. She has had way too much to drink and she is puking and crying and having one of those situations.
Do not have salad before a night out drinking. I get it. You don't want to look bloated, but you also don't want to look throwy-uppy.
Throwy-uppy is fucking worse,
okay?
It's hard to come back from that, but, and you know, to bring it all around, she does come back from that moment. So, she has a friend with her, and she is a Carolina hippie, super hippie chick. And so the other girl's passed out on the front lounge bed, couch. So I move in on the other girl, because, you know, the first girl doesn't exist anymore.
She's
passed out. And, you know, this is years ago. This might even be 20, 30 years ago.
I doubt it was 30. I doubt it was even 20.
So the night goes on, and I'm talking to the other girl, and all of a sudden we decide to all get up and make our way back to the hotel, and somebody's going to pass out in somebody's room. There's the four of us. So we go to the hotel, we all get on the elevator, and let's say I'm on floor 5 and my buddy's on floor 6. We get to floor 5, and I thought we're all like coming to my room, and you know, I got this mess of a thing that I gambled and it backfired, and I just got to deal with it. But no, we get off the elevator, and I got hippie Asheville chick,
Mike.
But that might not be the city we were in. And then my buddy, the other girl, gets off the elevator, and he grabs her hand and pulls her back on the elevator. Oh. Door shuts, and they disappear for the rest of the two days off.
Oh!
Fast forward to the next morning, I wake up, and the chick I'm with has really fucking hairy armpits. And I'm not going to go what happened in between those moments, but...
full-on hit. Do you think that she was a Sasquatch?
She might have been, I thought witch. When she had the laugh and the nose and the, I'll get you, blah, blah, blah.
She was stirring a cauldron.
And hairy armpits. But she was like a strawberry blonde, right? So all the hair on her body was like blonde. But then the next morning, you know how the next morning you kind of come back in for another round, right? It was like, holy shit. I did this once.
Oh my
God. I shouldn't do it again.
So then you wrote that on that piece of paper.
You wrote that. And here we are. You wrote that.
20 years later.
I wrote
30 years later.
I wrote Asheville hairy armpits on my bullet points.
That's not only disgusting. The reason I asked about Sasquatch, because Jake, I feel, has a special fucking feeling about people who think that they have seen...
Uh-oh. Are you about to grind his
Big
gears?
Bear. Or, I mean, a Bigfoot. Sasquatch.
Bigfoot. Have you...
Oh, fuck, dude. I hate to fucking do it,
dude.
Where's the goddamn whiteboard?
If you think you've seen Sasquatch, Bigfoot, if you think you have seen this, this is for you.
Dude, you fucking knuckleheads, dude. Ancient aliens, you fucking Looney Tunes. Dude, here we go. I didn't know Duddy was going to bring this shit up, but it is something that pisses me off. There's too many Sasquatch shows. We got fucking ghostless ghost shows, Sasquatchless Sasquatch shows, alienless ancient alien shows. Who the fuck is watching this shit? Kill yourselves. Here we go. I'm walking through the forest. I'm a fucking hiker. Look at me, dude. There's my body. There's my head. I got a beard. What an ironic fucking hipster. I'm probably going to open a gastropub that, you know, fucking sells only, you know, personally grown goat's milk. Whatever, you fucking dick. I've got a beanie, dude. Look at me. I've got a knife. Oops, I'm a woodcrafter now. I build fucking shacks in the woods. And I see what is 1,000% a bear. And I tell everyone on earth I saw a fucking, I don't know how to spell it, a squatch, dude. You're assholes. Can I get a, can I please? Can I need to erase this. Can someone please? I'm going to go ahead and need. Mike, Mike, who's a shaved Sasquatch, in my opinion.
I'm not actually shaved.
Get this shit out of my face, firstly and foremostly. Here's what the Sasquatch hunters say. I heard a growl. I heard an unrecognizable growl. What do bears do? Anyone? You in the front row. Sounds like a growl, dick fuck. One for the bears, right? Zero for Squatch. You got it. Oh, it's a tall tree, dude. It's a fucking, I'm only this tall. The scratches were, hi. Have you ever heard of a bear, a full-blown factual creature that we all agree is real? Maybe that stood on its hind legs. Fuck, you know what those are? The bottom two, you dick. And it scratched the fuck out of the tree just over your head. That took me 1 second to figure out. Lunatic. All right, dude. Give me this, dude. Let me fucking do that. All right. Oh, I'm sleeping at night, and I saw a creature that I can't explain. It was hairy from head to toe. Bear?
I fucking knew
bear? Have you heard of the fucking bear? You could go on Grindr and find a hairier bear than some of the shit I've seen in your fucking Sasquatch photos. You dicks, dude. And you got a show on A&E. How'd you pull that off? Hi, I've got a beard. I can't breathe, and I've got 3 teeth. I saw a squatch, and everyone believes you? Fuck you, dude. And everyone who's watching, suck a million squatch dicks, dude. That's your life now. Fucking enjoy yourself. Hi, I'm in the forest. I'm camping with all my, let's just say it, idiot friends, dude. And we all heard a, oh, dude, wait, what?
Talking about us.
Wait, what? Should we jump? That's Eric. Oh, shit. Is that a bear? No, 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 dude. No, I'm a bear sound expert. Fuck off, dude. It's a bear, son. Dude, what are you doing, dude? What are you even fucking? Oh, what's that? It's a light in the sky? There's an entire solar system, but that's definitely an alien. They're watching us.
Definitely.
Fuck
definitely.
Off, dude. Here we go, dude. They're always watching. Two eyeballs, two eyebrows, and a nose. Well, that's a Sasquatch, dude. I got something for you, dude. Fuck. All of you dickheads, dude. I fucking hate to do it.
Wow.
All right, dude. Back to the show, dude.
Have your banana.
Back to the show, dude.
Jake, have some CBD, dude.
I need some CBD, dude.
Have some whiskey.
Hey, you guys,
dude.
But honestly, to bring it back down, dude, Koi CBD. If you got any types of ailments, dude, if your fucking joints are dirty, can you open it?
You
I'm not
like
capable, dude. My squatch hands won't open it. If you got any type of ailments,
sounds
dude,
like
just
you might have an ailment.
As a mild mood relaxer, dude, just pinch a pinch, dude. Ah, dude, and listen for the squatch. I'm sick of this. I really am.
Don't get him started, people. Don't even get me started on National Day.
Wait a second, dude. Wait a second. I got a call coming in.
What?
I got a call coming in.
Someone calls me and says, it's fucking French Toast Day. We all got to get French toast. Do we need the board for this?
I like French toast.
Give me the fucking. Does anything not have a day anymore?
Give
it's
me the
day
board.
Day.
Give me
every
the
day
board.
Is a day.
Every
give
day
is a day.
Every
day
is some kind of fucking day. Give me the fucking board, dude.
You want the board?
Give me it.
Give
dude.
Me the
I'm
board.
I'm not upset about bringing the board.
This is a thing. This is a fucking epidemic. I do not care if it's National Corn Dog Day. I don't fucking care. Okay.
Give me the deal,
you guys,
dude,
we're going in. We're going in.
Hit the fucking purge, dude. Because I'm sick of this shit personally, and I think everyone. As
I think you're.
I think globally.
My fucking.
You need some CBDs.
Not, working,
not to be upset about. All right, dude. I remember the good old days, dude, when there was a calendar, right? Oh, the first, the second, the third. Oh, it's fucking Arbor Day. You know, like, whatever. Who knows what that shit is? We don't wear white pants after fucking Labor Day. You got it, dude. It's simple shit. But now it's Donut Day. It's Spaghetti Day. Oh, it's fucking Pho Day. Dude, you like the pho? You got it, dude. It's Pho Day. It's Burger King Day. Can we just have a day? Remember a day you woke up?
Tuesday.
Oh, hi. My name's Tuesday. Yeah, fuck off. No longer. It's Taco Tuesday. You got it, dude. It's
fucking.
Can we not? We're cool with Taco Tuesday. We're cool with Taco Tuesday.
That's a real
Taco Tuesday, dude. You went right on, dude.
That's a real thing.
But oh, now it's fucking college. They're college Thursdays. We're cool. Slutty shit. Okay.
Those are good.
It's fucking French Fry Fridays. Who doesn't like French? You got it, though, dude.
We
don't. Oh, it's Freedom Fries, that's right. Fuck you, the French. to all our French listeners, dude, fuck off. You got it, dude. All right, it's you know what I'm saying, right?
Bonjour, okay?
Bonjour, dude. Fucking Le Pen, you got it, dude. It's Dirty Heads Day. Like, we get it, dude. How many bands are we going to give days to and donuts?
Fuck the days. Fuck the days. All right,
dude.
I don't want to hear about your I swear to God, though, if someone brings me a rando treat. That is just, I brought you, what would be, I brought you these Cool Ranch Doritos, because it's Cool Ranch Dorito Day.
It's Dorito Week.
I'm going to dig through the bag, I'm going to find the stiffest, stiffest fucking Dorito in there, and I'm going to just slash your neck with it.
Huh.
Next person
you
to even.
You could do that with Dorito.
Yeah, Dorito Day, though, we support it in week.
Waffle, a Frito.
But I want you to also feel good.
It's Pride Month. Well, okay. All right. Maybe you got it.
We also want you to feel good to me.
See you guys on
CNN.
It's
Christmas. Well, you can have that
fucking,
one.
You know, it's.
You know what? The next time someone comes up to me and just says, hey, bro, it's Wednesday. I'm going to give you something.
Yeah, dude. Next guy, yeah.
He'll I'll give you a proper prize.
Nice crisp.
Okay, next person to take
five.
A picture of proper 12. And yeah, all right. Dude, wait by the fucking fence, dude. What? Does everyone have a fence? No? Good.
Let me take a quick second here just to talk about some actual something besides.
Wow, Mike. What a shit show, dude. I blame Mike.
Can I eat your banana?
No, you eat the fucking
it's looking
what's that?
Very delicious.
Wait a minute, everyone. Hold on. What's that? All right. For those of you who are listening, I got a banana to my ear. What's that? No, Mike wants to eat you. What? No, I got the banana on the phone. You guys,
is that
if you
Whitney
could just
Houston?
Please. Oh, Whitney Houston? All right, dude. We got Mike.
Don't fuck with Whitney.
We're not going to fuck with Whitney. Okay. What's that? Someone on the phone just called, guys. For the listeners, I've got a banana to my ear. What's that? How familiar are you with Whitney Houston's entire life, musical life? You're very familiar. Do you know about her song, I'm Every Woman? What's that? That's your favorite song? All right. Well, I have an issue with that song because not every woman smokes crack. Hi, how are we doing?
Whoa.
I just hung up the phone. You got it, dude. Whoa. Wait a minute, you guys. They're calling back. What's that? What's that?
It was Chaka Khan calling.
Oh, Chaka Khan calling. What's that? You want the Chaka back? Hey, oh, the Hawaiians took it. We're hanging up, dude. Oh, we got it. What's that? You woke up on zombie apocalypse and you don't know what to do? You don't know whether they're walking or running? Well, fucking make up your mind, zombies. Boom, we're hanging up on them.
Okay.
What's that?
Chaka Khan.
I think the proper 12 had a
proper
reaction with the CBD.
And since Jake was using the banana
give me the fucking banana, bro. No more bananas for you.
A perfect segue into our topic of the day.
Oh, dude, eat the banana,
communication.
Mike.
Guys.
Well, communication, what's that?
I think we're doing great right now.
You gotta communicate. And the reason why that is
the
subject of the day.
He ate my phone.
Big Mike's eating the
phone. He ate my phone.
Mike is our monitor guy. We have to communicate to him every day exactly what we want. That's what our sound check is for. It's not only for the guy at the front of house, Wisner, to make it sound great. It's also for us on stage to make sure that we have what we need to be able to perform a good show, and we have to communicate to him exactly what we want, or how could we expect him
give us what we want, no sugarcoating, give me all the details. I need this.
Give me
after
all the details.
The show, he comes into the dressing room. How was it? We don't sugarcoat. We say it was great, but
right
tomorrow I'm gonna need this up, I'm gonna need this down, whatever it is. You gotta communicate.
Correct.
And then, and this is for us on this situation in our job, but this goes for so much more. You and your girl are having a fight, or not even having a fight. Your girl or your guy did something that maybe made you mad, and you're just holding it in, and you're steaming up, and you just for the next 5 or 6 days to a week, fucking who knows, you just kind of have a weird vibe around the house, and you're just fucking not vibing, and you're kind of just feeling a little pissed because you haven't explained to them why you're upset. And if you just communicated and said, hey, babe, this pissed me off, they might just be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And you guys can move on from that and enjoy your fucking time together. Or you can just keep it inside, don't communicate, and just feel pissed off and weird around the house the next day. You're at a job, and you want to move up, and you think you deserve to move up. But you've never even communicated this to your, you know, supervisor, your boss, whatever, at that. We're like, hey man, I feel like I've been here for a long time. I do a good job, you know, I need to start making a little more money for my family. Like I can I get a raise? If you have never done that and you're sitting there pissed because you're not getting a raise or you're not moving up, dude, you never fucking know. Communicate, dude. Pull your boss aside, pull your partner aside and be, man, I need a little more money in my life. I feel like I deserve this, you know. Just communicate. It's so important. I think a lot of people are scared to do it, and they don't do it, and then in return, they have resentment towards the person who's not doing what they want them to do. But you never told them what you wanted them to do, so they might just not know. So, man, communication is very, very important, and just, you know, if there's something that you've been meaning to tell somebody, and you know talking to them about this is probably going to improve a situation for you, but you've been scared to do it, dude, suck it up. Sometimes there's awkward conversations, but they need to happen. Go fucking have that conversation, man.
Here's the beauty about that, too. If you communicate what you need to somebody and they don't give you the answer you want, or they get upset with you or whatever, now that's on them. When you don't communicate, it's both of your faults, or maybe it's just your fault. But once you say, hey, dude, this is what I need, or, you know, boom, boom, it's up to them now. They can either give you what you want and you guys meet in the middle and a better situation comes from it, or they get mad and now it's on them. But you have to do your part, which is communicate. You can't expect anyone to, like, reciprocate communication unless you do it. So, between the bandmates, and the monitor guy and the front of house guy and the crowd. It's all a communication thing.
Totally.
If you guys aren't talking to each other, the crowd's not going to get the best sound. That's it, dude.
For sure.
At the end of the day, all we want to do, because this is our job, is we want to put on, we want to make sure at the end of the day the show was as just great as possible for the fans that were there. And we want them to enjoy it. And for us to be able to do that, I think we're just talking on this tour alone. We're on this 311, Dirty Heads, Interrupters, Dreamers, Bikini Drill. Five bands. There's 85 people traveling with us on this tour. There's so many hands in every situation that goes on. And there's so many situations going on that people don't know about. All 85 of those people, and every day there's local crew helping out. So there's probably a good 120, 100 to 150 people,
150
people every
local.
Day working to make this show go on. Oh my God, if there was not good communication to all of these people, it would be a disaster.
That is something that's awesome about this band in particular, is because we're very direct about everything. Like, from the time we get off stage, it's like, whew, that was awesome. I was like, what happened on that one song?
Oh, yeah. Right,
and then it's like, oh, what happened? Oh, yeah, this happened. My finger slipped, and I hit this. Or I couldn't see my set list, and I was, like, waiting and waiting and waiting, and it was dark. And I couldn't see, so I just kept waiting and waiting, and then the click's going. I'm like, I don't know what song is next. Like, we talk about those things.
Dude,
and
this
then,
shit happens.
And then it's like, okay, so how are we going to fix it? Well, I need a light.
You gotta have a little more light on stage,
Tim,
during in between.
Can I get
sets.
A little light? Cool. Done. You know?
Right.
File, opened up the wrong file one time. I had like too many sessions. It was like, okay, cool. All the other files are gone.
Gone.
Now there's one session.
Yeah.
No question. Done.
And when we have these conversations, it's never like, fuck you.
No.
You fucked up. It's always like, man, what happened there? Oh, man, I'm sorry. Like, this happened, blah, blah. And everyone's like, cool, man. What can we do to fix that?
Right. That's because everyone has the same goal, and we all know that we all have the same goal. There's never a doubt in our minds that someone is out to sabotage it.
No, we're all trying our best.
We're all doing our best, 100%.
Regardless,
that's definitely one of my favorite parts about this camp is nobody freaks out.
No one freaks
out. You've obviously been through some shit. You've obviously had some bad shows. You've obviously had some shit go wrong during your show. So you don't freak out.
No.
Like, my mic just went out. What are we going to do? You look over. You see me working on it. You chill. I bring a new mic. We're good. Don't freak out. Don't yell. The show is much better that way.
Yeah. Regardless, that's one of my favorite parts about this camp. Freaking or yelling, the show is happening.
Right.
It's going on.
Right.
So if your mic cuts out, the crowd goes, oh, man, his mic cut out.
Right.
And if you're just cool and you're still just bopping around, maybe even still acting like it's working, they're like, oh, fuck, his mic went out. But then if you start going, oh, my God, what the fuck, blah, 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 they're like, oh,
shit. Changes the whole vibe of everything.
Ugh, he's freaking out up there. He's pissed.
Right.
And that's another thing that
the last thing you want.
Some of the listeners might not know is, so you've got guys like Mike who work monitors or front of house guys, and he'll work with several bands over the years. It's a whole different set of multiple personalities that Mike will have to adjust to. Even the Dirty Heads, they've had multiple monitor guys, multiple front of house guys. It's this weird circus that goes on, right? And if you're a good monitor guy, front of house guy, tour manager, guitar tech, you're going to work for several bands because word gets out that you're good, and then lots of bands want you to work. You might be out with the Dirty Heads in the winter. You're out with Slightly Stupid in the summer. You're out with these people in fall. You know, it's a whole thing. So if the Dirty Heads can't communicate properly to a multiple different sound guys, and if guys like Mike can't figure out how to work with the Bone Thugs all the way to the Dirty Heads, all the way to fucking whoever, Kesha, whatever, it's this whole thing. Communication is everything on these band tours, but it's something that's like behind the bushes that none of the fans will ever see. It's this whole show that's going on.
And a lot of the guys have microphones that they can turn around and talk into that just go right to my ear. If you need anything, like, everybody's covered. Like, everybody has a microphone close to them. They can be, hey, man, this is breaking. This sucks. I need this. So that communication is there. We've set it up to where if Dudley needs anything, even if he's across the stage, he can tell me.
So there's a separate mic that Duddy can lean into to talk just to you.
Well, all the guys in the band can hear it, and Mike can hear it, and our light guy can hear it.
Does everyone have a mic like that?
We have a few set up around stage. I think pretty much everyone has
one. Everyone has one now.
And we can talk. We talk to each other in between songs. Well, and you know, we come up with little, sometimes, you know, just spur of the moment changes or whatever. And only us can hear that, which is cool. But honestly, a lot of times it's like, oh my God, look like four rows back, like stage right. There's this dude just fucking grooving, like funny. Or it's like, you know, and sorry if any of the wives are listening and this is no disrespect.
Just do it.
Trust me, we're all respectful guys, but it'll be like, oh man. You see that girl like over there? check her out. You know,
she just pulled her titties out.
You know? The crew guys backstage start running around like,
we're poking our head out of the curtains.
You see them all start looking, and you could tell when everyone like sees what you're talking about. They look at you and go, oh yeah, I see what you're talking about. So if you see us leaning into the mic ever and you're doing something crazy, we're probably talking about you.
As much as it's used to make the show happen, it's also, it's mainly used for comedic purposes. Even down to the merch guys, which I'm working merch right now, we have walkie-talkies. I would say 90% of us on the walkie-talkie is us just being fucking dickheads.
Dude,
you know?
Jake,
and then there's the 10% Jake. That we're doing something.
What just happened to our merch guy?
We love you,
for
Jake.
For fuck's sake, dude.
Dude. Oh, no. We just had a casualty on tour. Fuck, man. It was about a couple days ago. We had a day off.
Birds.
And Jake was there. I'll let him explain.
There's two Jakes, all right? So we'll refer to me as Jake. Jacob,
while you tell this story, sorry, I'm going to just go pee really quick.
Go pee pee, Dado. So there's so much that happens on the tour, right? So the Dirty Heads have a merch guy. His name's Jake. Yes, my name's Jake too. We get to, what city was it, boys? It was Omaha. We're in Omaha, Nebraska, dude. And we wake up in our bus. This is me and the merch crew and the Feeling Good with Duddy podcast crew.
The nicest bus on the tour.
Yeah, somehow we got the, well, it's a piece of shit. It breaks down. But if aesthetically, you can fit 75 people in the living room. So we show up, we have a day off in Omaha, we get out of our bus, we want some coffee, and we see the merch guy for the Dirty Heads, Jake. He comes up fresh off of one of those Lime scooters, the electric scooters that you can rent in every city and, you know, go try to murder yourself. Yes, you got it. So he convinces us, he's all, I know a coffee shop, it's a mile and a half away, let's hop on the Lime scooters and let's go. Actually, he said, you guys should take the Lime scooters. And now, regretfully so, we convinced Jake, the merch guy for the Dirty Heads, to join us in another Lime scooter adventure to go to this coffee shop that he was at. So we charge to the coffee shop. We're dog-towning it. We're hitting every flower pot, every curb. We're fucking kicking out jumps, dude. We're high-fiving each other while knowing that we were all potentially going to die on these things. Yeah, like we were telling ourselves in the middle of this 35-mile-an-hour electric scooter should be a legal run. We're like, how the fuck do they let people just rent these scooters and go through these city streets? I mean, we're barely getting hit by cars. You know what we're doing. We think we're in a music video, right? So we get to the coffee shop. We have the best coffee we've ever had. We're hopped up on coffee. We're high-fiving, dude. No knee pads, no helmets. Shred fest. Let's go back to the hotel. We're going 1,000 miles an hour. Every flower pot's a ramp. X Games, fucking legends. You got it. And then, boom, Jake hits a crack. Two people in front of me, and he goes down, cracks his head on the ground, fractures his skull, y'all. Fractured skull. Here we go. We just had a UFC event last weekend. Ben Askren got kneed in the face and then punched twice by a professional murderer in the cage. And the next day I saw him.
Me. That was you?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was Mike. I saw him the next day on a MMA show like nothing happened. Our boy Jake, dude, his eye was shut. His skull was fractured. Long story short, don't get on a Lime scooter, but also, you guys, so much shit happens on these tours. Holy crap, the behind the scenes, you'll never even know. You see the stage show, and it's always awesome, because guys like Mike and the Dirty Heads, they work together and they put it out for you. You guys don't even know. The show yesterday, there was no power until 2 hours before the fucking show went on.
Dude, no power.
No power in the venue. It's a shit show.
It really slows everything down.
It really does, dude. So there was, we got sound guys crushing their skulls. We got no power at the venues because of Category 5 hurricanes. By the way, boys, what do you call a Category 5 hurricane in Wisconsin? Tuesday. All right, little joke that Red and I came up with earlier in the tour. It's a tour joke. Yeah, you start speaking with Wisconsin accents. You got it, dude. Mike loves that one. But what I'm saying is, dude, Communication's key, because when Jake fell and split his head, we communicated to the Lyft. The Lyft picked us up. We communicated to the local hospital. We got him there, and he's on a flight home right now to heal up.
Big Jake.
Communication.
Get the board out. I fucking hate to do it. All right.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we're done. Fucking not board he's done. Out. We've worn out the board.
Okay. We might get the board.
Have you peed now, Daddy? Are
I
we
peed.
Good?
I did that.
Can I pee?
Nope. You can pee, bud.
Thanks.
Take the camera in with mine.
Let's go to one more fan question for Sean.
I want to be around for this.
Don't
try to get rid of me. No, I know what you're doing.
Never.
Jesse Z Rules, which I think we've had a question for.
Yep, I met her at the merch booth two shows ago.
She one of the people that called in and told us her shit the pants?
Yeah, dude. We've talked to Jesse Rules multiple times.
Jesse C Rules may possibly be a pants shitter.
Yeah.
But she's also a question giver. What do you want to answer? Hardest part of being on tour or favorite song to play live? Or both?
I'll probably go with the song.
Okay. What is your favorite song
really
to play live?
Really pussy.
It's not a band favorite.
Okay.
Per se. But I like Diamonds and Pearls.
Diamonds and Pearls!
You know
I
why?
Love that
because
track.
There's such a contrast with like the bells at the very top.
Yeah.
And then the bass line carries the entire song.
Heavy.
And then the thing is, it's like this like mid-tempo hip-hop track, but it's like, I don't know. We just haven't found the right place to put it in the set. So I just think overall, that's probably my favorite song.
That's cool.
I know Moon Tower might be like what people might expect. I mean, but yeah. Yeah. Moon Tower is very emotional. Like it's like a...
It's a vibey track.
It's a very vibey track. And then we used to play Celebrate.
Yeah.
That one, that's very like emotional. I'm just like, ooh, that song's heavy.
So if you're listening, and this is not an excuse, this is just an explanation. People ask us about our set list a lot. It's hard to make a set list.
It is.
We've got like over 100 songs now that we've put out, and you got to narrow that down to like 18 songs. It's tough. And you want the set to be fun for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You got to play the singles. You got to play the fan favorites. So at the end of the day, you only got like a couple, three songs or so you can work with to kind of move around.
Yeah. And what I've learned just from watching guys, because you guys had been doing this, you know, equally just as long as when I got there. I mean, I'm probably right in the middle.
Yeah.
Somewhere around the middle. So when we're working on the set list, it's like I really stay out of it because like the first half of this whole journey that you guys had together, it's like you guys know certain vibes that I don't get. Like certain songs that you put together, I'm like,
yeah,
I'm like, really? Okay, well, and everyone's cool with it and like everyone gets it. But that's like that beginning, there's all those extra hundreds of shows that you've played before me, that like that's when that stuff matters. Yeah. Like I'm just like, oh, is this what we're doing? Cool. And then if I can influence something that I like really, really think is an issue or like really think could be a good idea, then I'll say something. But for the most part, you know, I just kind of like lay back and let you guys figure it out. And then,
well, it was definitely a big improvement for a live show when we got you. Thanks, man, for all the hard fucking
red velvet.
Man. Thank you,
red velvet. Yeah, we
red velvet.
And I'm still waiting on that to click.
I'm starting to do this. We only got 15 minutes left on our battery. Like I said, we're on the road. We're doing this from a fucking hotel room, and we only got 15 minutes left. But I want to see if either of you guys want to drop me a Bandcamp story. Does anyone got? Do you got some? You got some, Mike?
Mike's
you got some, Sean?
Pull out the bullet points.
You don't have man.
All right, Mike. Can you give us a Bandcamp story?
You go first. He has bullet points.
Jake, drop it.
I'm actually talking real Bandcamp. So we'll
how about Blowjob Volcano?
Oh, Blowjob Volcano sounds great.
Jackass segment.
So I used to work on cruise ships for Carnival Cruise Lines, and for a stint we were in the Mediterranean, going around Sicily, and I forget the name of the volcano, but on Sicily there is an active volcano. So I used to do lots of fucking in those days, and that's really all those jobs are really good for.
If Mike's got white shoes on, watch out, because he's ready for a good time.
Sorry, guys. I wore white shoes for a good 5 years during this career I had. So I met this girl. She was from Macedonia.
Macedonia.
No, it's not Barcelona.
Macedonia.
And so we meet, and it's her last night on the ship. She gets off tomorrow, and her cruise ends, and she goes home. And anyway, we get along pretty well. And we go up to the open crew deck on the front of the ship, and we started to get it on. And we started to make out, and we're doing our thing. And she goes down on me, and she's giving me a blowjob. And I look over the side of the ship, and we're crossing around the corner of Sicily, and there's an active volcano right there.
Nice.
So I'm getting a blowjob, and I look off the side of the ship, and I see a volcano live erupting. I can see erupting. Erupting. But the problem is, I never got to do that because all of a sudden this big bright light shines down on us from the bridge, and all the fucking Italian assholes who run the fucking ship fucking busted us. She scurries off. I never even saw her again. And the night was over.
So damn. It shouldn't be blowjob volcano. It should be blue balls volcano.
Let's focus on the positive.
Okay,
let's keep it on the blowjob. How many people have been getting a blowjob and seen a volcano at the same time?
I think only you.
I'm probably the only one in this room, at least.
Definitely in this room.
So that's why why it made the bullet points.
He showed his Macedonia.
Macedonia.
Blowing the volcano.
If you're out there,
the volcano.
At Mike McMega, hook me up. Say
what
hi.
About Sean? You got one?
How do I follow blowjob?
You cannot. I did that for a reason. You should hit stop right now.
Well, I was getting a blowjob during a hurricane.
So does that count? Giving a volcano a blowjob. Oh, wait. Okay.
Oh, poor Sean. All right.
Yeah, I'm just going to let that one go, man.
I did butt stuff during a rain squall.
Come on. Right. It's okay.
Come on, Sean, dude.
Okay, well,
we should do a shot.
Can we finish with this? We'll do another shot. Jake, pour shots, but have either of you guys shit your pants?
I have.
Can you tell us your shit your pants story?
Big Mac shit his pants.
Tell your shit your pants story while Jake pours.
I was actually working a sound guy gig.
I'm real simple.
I was working a sound guy gig. I shit my pants twice in one night, actually.
Oh!
And it was late. It was some South Beach bougie-ass bullshit. And at the loadout, when it's done, we're cleaning it up. And I thought it was a fart. I had lots of I had lots of Monster Energy that day. Monster Energy, drink that shit, but don't drink too much. And I pooped my pants, right? So I went to the bathroom and I used my underwear and my socks to fucking get rid of it. And I continued with the loadout.
Socks
but
again.
When we got back to the shop and I was dropping off the gear, it happened again. And again, it was not a fart. And there was no underwear or socks.
Two ambulances.
So I felt poop. I felt poop on my ankle at that moment. And it was one of the most horrible feelings I've ever had as a human being.
That's a shankle.
And I don't care what you're doing at that moment. You're just done. I'm going home.
Yeah.
Fuck all y'all. I'm going home. I just shit on my own ankle.
One pant shit, you fucking continue on with your day. Two pant shits, you call it an evening.
Within a 4-hour period, it was
if you ever feel poop on your ankle, it's time to go home. In any situation.
In any situation. I don't care how expensive the gear is I'm leaving on the dock, I'm going home.
If you're listening and you could think of a situation where poop is touching your ankle and it's all good, let us know the story. Because I fucking can't think of that.
If you're listening and you're not 6 months old...
That is so. I'm still.
All right, now Sean, you tell a story.
How many people have shit themselves,
dude? The best thing about this podcast is, let me tell you, is the amount of people now that DM me their shit their pants stories,
especially after, and they're like, I should have said something. Let me just DM
just air it out. Just air it out.
Next time, I'll tell you my shit story.
People have just been chambering these shit stories like we've all done it.
And 80% of them are chicks.
Oh, the
girls. Which makes it even better.
That makes it even better. That does make it better.
Girls don't fart or poop, but they shit their pants.
Yes.
Hey, you know what, man? As Jared has once told me, Beyonce even gets diarrhea.
That's right.
Just fucking know it, man. It happens to everybody.
So all those
happens to fucking everybody.
All those Instagram models you guys are double tapping, every one of them shit themselves furiously twice annually. We got 5 minutes left. Let's take a
shot,
boys.
Next time you're online, here's you're looking poop. At a photo a of a super hot chick, you're like, damn, I wish
what would we joke
chick.
About?
Just know, that chick has shit her pants.
She just shit. Right before the photo, dude. Right before.
All right. So, I think that's it. We only have 5 minutes left of battery life. So, we're going to wrap it out. Thank you guys for fucking tuning in. Another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy. It's snowing. This summer, we are out on tour with the Dirty Heads 311 Interrupters Dreamers and Bikini Trail Tour. Come to the booth. Say what up to Jake and Red. They'll be there hanging out.
Oh, yeah, bud. We'll be there drinking a cold Molson.
Oh, man. You go to CutlassBrand.com. You put in code DuddyB or code FeelingGood. You're going to get 20% off that order. Cutlass Brand, always been a sponsor and supporter of this and Dirty Heads and everything we do. Check it out. Other than that, thank you, Big Mike. Thank you, Sean Haygood. Oh, wait a second. No. Turn that off. Hold on. Mike, what's up with Roadie Fit?
Roadie Fit.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry,
30 seconds.
You caught me mid-elk bar.
Dude, he's hitting that.
On it.
Milk bar.
Roadie Fit. If you're a roadie and you're on the road and you like to work out, go to roadiefit.com. We will take care of you for us, by us, and it has nothing to do with FUBU. Talk about it.
Roadiefit.com. Go there. Check it out. And I would say you don't even need to be a roadie. Yes, if you are a roadie, check it out. If you are not a roadie and you just want to get in shape, check this out. Big Mike knows what he's talking about. He's a fit dude. He gets fit on the road. Check it out. And Sean, tell us a little bit about Keeping Blues Alive.
Keeping the Blues Alive Foundation. We fund music education projects and scholarships. So if you know of a school that is in need of funding for their music or band program, go to keepingthebluesalive.org, tell them to fill out the form, and we'll check it out.
Keepingthebluesalive.org. Go check it out. Mr. Sean Haggett here works hard on this. Trust me. Every morning I wake up on the bus, he's already up, first person, computer open, working on this thing. It's a great cause. It's a nonprofit. It's a fucking awesome situation. KeeptheBluesAlive.org. Check it out. RoadieFit.com. Check it out. CutlassBrand.com. Check it out.
We out here working.
It.com.
We out here working. Making a dream come true.
KoiCBD.com. Fucking Proper12.com. And fucking
we should do another shot.
StickyBabe.com. Go get it, people. Go get
fucking
it.
Fucking Target.com for discount. All right, fucking.
Beehive.
Shit your pants.
Shit your pants. Let me see them turds.
Shityourpants.org.
Big Mike. Did you work out today?
Take that shot,
rest
Duddy.
Day.
For rest day.
Still listening, all right. Left
fuck you, dog. It's rest day.
Roadie
Fit. Rest day. It's day two. My second rest day of the whole tour.
Come on, man.
Fuck you. Fuck above me. Fuck above me.
That boy, me, rest day.
Thanks, guys.
Sorry, Yassad. Sorry, Yassad. We're still doing the shaka.
Oh, we're still.
Yassad.
Yassad. Yassad, where's Kaleo where you need him?
Aloha.
Where's Kaleo when you fucking need him?
Aloha, Ohana.
Shaka, brada. Shoot.
Yeet.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs. Plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.